Ezekiel chapter 28. The famous designer Coco Chanel once advised about accessories. Before you leave home, look in the mirror and take something off. Many times, more is less, and less is more. Behind or above the Prince of Tyre, who is the protagonist of the first part of the chapter, is the spirit of the king of this world, whose origin and fall, as nowhere else in the scripture, are described in this chapter. Once again, success and greatness went to his head, like so many rich and famous. The insatiable desire to want more and to be more made a very special cherubim. A cherubim, an anointed guardian angel, will fall from the very presence of the Most High. We cannot help but compare the scene of Satan's fall with the exaltation of Jesus, one in disobedience and one in obedience, one for damnation and the other for salvation, one who, enjoying access to the presence and glory of God by his pride, was deposed from his rank and destined to eternal condemnation. And another, Jesus, who left glory not out of pride but out of humility, who he did not hold fast to his equality with God, but he took on the nature of a servant, becoming obedient until death on the cross. That is why God gave him the highest honor and the most excellent of all names, so that before that name granted to Jesus, all knees shall bow in heaven, on earth, and under earth, and all may acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Lord, remove today any accessory that distracts what others want to see Christ see in me.